A Year on Temple Square, The Conference Center by Jan Pinborough. Come with us this month for a look at an important place on Temple Square. Jacob E. watches General Conference on TV at home with his family in Layton, Utah. But today, he's excited to be visiting the Conference Center in person. That's because he gets to help share with friend readers what happens behind the scenes at General Conference. The auditorium is awesome, Jake said. Actually, it's the biggest auditorium of its kind in the world. It can hold 21,000 people, 7,000 on each of its three levels. When it's time for President Monson to begin the conference session, a sign lights up on the podium. When someone else is giving a talk, President Monson can watch him or her on one of the TV screens, also located on the podium. It was an amazing experience to stand at the same pulpit where President Monson stands. He can read his talk from the screens, which are invisible to the camera. He can check the time on a clock on the pulpit. Jacob visited the video control room, where the director of the General Conference TV broadcast does his job. Jacob wore the headset that the director uses to tell the camera operators when to switch to a different camera. The director also tells the lighting designer when to turn lights on and off. In the light booth, the auditorium's 6,000 lights are controlled. A lighting designer showed Jacob how to dim the lights and turn them up. Jacob got to try out the spotlight and also to shine colored lights on the organ pipes. What's he doing behind the pipes? Each one of the organ's 7,667 pipes has to be tuned. Brother Lamont Anderson showed Jacob how he taps a pipe to make the sound go higher or lower. The pipes are made either of zinc or wood. The biggest one, which is 43 feet tall, has the lowest sound. Jacob was surprised to learn that conference talks are translated into 92 different languages. Before conference, a translator translates the written talks. Then, during conference, interpreters for each language sit in little rooms and translate any added or changed words they hear. Now Jacob knows more about what it takes to bring the prophet's words to people all around the world. The one thing he would like to tell friend readers is, follow the prophet. Meet Jacob. He's 9 years old, has one brother and two sisters, likes to play football, and wants to be a veterinarian. His favorite scripture story? Ammon and the King's Flocks. His favorite song is Called to Serve. He has a testimony of President Monson and the Apostles. Note, watch a video about Jacob's Conference Center visit at friend.lds.org. End of the section, A Year on Temple Square, The Conference Center by Jan Pinborough.